that we had with members of the relevant council, Council on Contingency Council. In that meeting, the official in charge of agricultural issues in the province, he said 150,000 hectares of land under wheat cultivation were submerged. 150,000 hectares of land under wheat cultivation, they were destroyed due to the floods. Well, so people have suffered damage. They are facing problems. Despite all the problems, this year we should normally we should have had a large amount of wheat for export, but part of our crops, wheat crop, has been destroyed. However, as the agriculture minister said, and as he has promised, in terms of wheat, we will be self-sufficient this year too. So the flood-stricken areas, the reconstruction of the flood-stricken areas is our top priority. Also, resisting the United States is one of our major responsibilities. And to that end, all of us should join hands to do this. Today, we actually the situation of our work is changing. Some jobs and some labor enterprises, their forms will change. The kind of job will change. The Ministry of Labor from today, the Ministry of Labor should think about planning for the 10 or 20 years, the next 10 or 20 years to come. You are seeing that today many jobs are being done through the cyberspace and the virtual world. The type of job, the situation of jobs, the methods of jobs are changing. Today, in terms of tourism, for example, we have a lot of opportunities in order to create job creation, to create jobs in that sector. Our priority is to increase employment, to boost exports, to change jobs with regards to the situation that we are facing today, so that we will be able to tackle these problems, and we will weather these problems by God's grace. But for our dear laborers, the statistics presented by the minister is promising in terms of housing. Well, we should continue this trend. Our workers, our laborers, should have assurances about their future. You see, the more the more determined our laborers are, the better they will work. If a worker knows that, for example, in 2 years' time or in 3 years' time, he will have a house of himself, and also when he receives assurances that when he becomes retired, he will be living in a house of his own, such a person has a better morale than a worker who knows that he will have to live in a rented house even after his retirement. So in terms of housing, your ministry should redouble its efforts. The point that you mentioned, that in terms of excess crops, excess products, that is.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani there. Basically, in an event that is held to honor exemplary workers in a week that is named the